Silent meditation, or prayer, are powerful tools for harnessing the power of faith. People all over the world have stories of miracles, large and small, they believe came as a result of their faith and prayers. One of those miracles is illustrated in this story Dr. Hill tells about his second son, Blair. The day Blair was born, Dr. Hill put applied faith to work.
When Blair came into the world, he came without any ears. He had no sign of ears. And the two doctors, who were his mother's uncles, who brought him into the world, met me out in the rotunda of the hospital, hoping to soften the shock that I would undergo when I saw my son. They explained the condition under which he was born. They explained that there had been a few other children known to medical science born under similar circumstances, but they wanted me to know in advance that not one of them ever learned to hear or to speak. And they wanted me to know also that I might prepare myself to go through life with a son who would be a deaf mute. Well, that's as far as they got. I stopped them right there. I said, now listen, doctors, I haven't seen my son, but I can tell you this. He'll not be a deaf mute, and he'll go through life with 100% of his hearing, just like all normal children. And one of these doctors, who hadn't been doing the talking, he came over and put his hands on my shoulder and said, now look here, Napoleon. There are some things in this world that neither you nor I nor anyone else can do anything about. And you might just as well recognize now that you face one of those circumstances. I said, doctor, there isn't anything in this world that I can't do something about. If it's nothing more than adjust myself to an unpleasant circumstance so that it doesn't break my heart, I can do that. And I started immediately to do just that. I made up my mind before I saw my son that under no circumstances was I going to accept him as a deaf mute. Under no circumstances was I going to accept his condition as an affliction. Under no circumstances was I going to stop until he had 100% of his hearing. I had no idea how it was going to come about. The only thing that I was sure about was that it was going to come about. And I want to tell you that when you go at anything with that attitude, you're using applied faith. I went to work on my child before I ever saw him, with prayer. And for the next 4 years, I spent at least 4 hours a day working on him, communicating with him through his subconscious mind. And up to the 18th month, we know positively that nothing happened. But that didn't destroy my faith. I knew something would happen. We kept on working on him. We gave him every test available as to his hearing, and he wasn't hearing anything up to 18 months. And then a strange thing happened. We knew that he was hearing, so we didn't know how much he was hearing, but I could snap my fingers back of him, and he'd turn to see which way the noise came from, and we knew he was hearing. By the time he was 4 years of age, we had developed 65% of his normal hearing through my prayers and my communications through his subconscious mind. Which of the two did the most good, I don't know. Maybe it was a combination of the two. By the end of the fourth year, we had developed 65% of his normal hearing, enough to get him through the graded school, through high school, and the third year in college. And during the third year in college, the acoustic company who makes hearing aids heard about this unusual case, the only one of its kind in the world, where a child born without ears ever learned to hear or to speak. And they came down to the University of West Virginia at Morgantown and made my son a special hearing aid that gave him the other 35% of his normal hearing. And today, he has 100% of his normal hearing, just like I said he would have. Doctors came from all over the world. They made hundreds and hundreds of x-rays of his brain after they found out that 65% of his normal hearing had been developed. They wanted to find out if they could find any physical organ through which he was hearing, and they never found any. They never did. Another queer thing about it, Blair can hear just as well with his hearing aid on his spine back here as he can with it on his head. Just as well. I talked to Dr. Irving Voorhees, a distinguished ear specialist in New York who had the privilege of examining Blair. I asked Dr. Voorhees what he thought had happened that enabled this child to hear. Well, he said, undoubtedly, it was the process that you went through in dealing with him, whatever it was, undoubtedly that was what happened. And if you hadn't have done that, he undoubtedly would have been a deaf mute, just like all other children who have been born under the same circumstances. Now, Blair today has 100% of his hearing. He's a successful and prosperous businessman. He's getting joy out of life. And from the very beginning, I taught him that the condition under which he was born was no affliction at all. It was a great blessing. Because people would observe the condition he was in, go out of their way to be nice to him. And that's exactly what happened. It was a great blessing, ladies and gentlemen, not only in one way, but in many ways. It was a great blessing because it enabled me to learn about the power of prayer as I never would have learned from any other source. You know, there are a lot of people who give lip service to prayer, but that's just about all. I gave more than lip service. I threw my heart and soul into this child, and I made up my mind if there was any first cause, if there was any God, I was going to get through to him, and I was going to get a response, and I got through, and I got the response. If you think that that doesn't take courage, if you think that doesn't draw upon your sources of faith, it's because you haven't ever experienced what I have experienced. I've often thought what a great blessing it was that God sent me a son without any ears in order to let me prove to myself that there were no such thing as impossibility, that prayer could do anything and everything.